birds do you have around here?
Every kind. I think we got every kind is going.
The type that
Pecklewoods.
And type that make strange noises at night.
Whippoorwills and things like that. Yeah, we got
about,
all.
Do you have different kinds of owls?
In the bottom, we got a few, but very seldom ever see an owl out here in the hills. Now, I had two that stayed down here in the pine thicket down there. They roosted and had a nest in a cedar tree down there in the pine woods. But I haven't seen them now in 4 or 5 years. I don't know. Somebody must have killed them.
Mm-hmm. Are they the big ones or the...
No, these are just medium size.
Screech?
They weren't the big old hoo-hoo owls. You know?
I see. These would be the...
Used to, man, when they didn't have no hen out way back in the olden times, you know. Chickens all roosted up in a tree around the house somewhere or another, you know. And big old owls would get there and get on a limb. The owl won't catch a chicken while it's on the limb. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
No, he won't catch it. But he'd get on there and he'd just come and push him, off. And that chicken flies, he'd catch him. And he's already flying, he can get up, pick that chicken up and go with it.
Is that right?
That's right.
He just moves the
but
branch?
He won't bother him nothing on to push him up down the limb. I've heard him just, the old chickens are just pushing the old man directly where he's getting pushed off. They get the gun, get out there and shoot at him, man, run him off before he can get the chicken.
Yeah, but they'd actually move the...
He'd be on the move.
The limb until he got the chickens off.
Yeah, and that chicken sail, he'd get you.
Like a real hawk, huh?
A hawk, he'd come down. Of course, they don't catch big chickens. A hawk don't much, you know. They catch little ones. Mm-hmm. But he'd get his off the ground. Because mm-hmm. he's not no weight, but a good big hen, 4 or 5 pound hen, owl can't get up off the ground. He catches it, he can't pick it up and get started to save his life.
So he waits
he
for
it. He sit there and eat it right there or mm-hmm. let it alone. But if he can get it on the wing, he can go with it.
I never heard that. That's
right.
Well, as they say, wise old owls.
He's
I guess
wise,
pretty smart.
Wise old owl, too.
How about that black and white animal with the powerful smell? Do you have any?
Buzzards?
No, the black and white animal, if you scare it, it gives you quite a smell.
Oh, polecats, skunks.
You have a lot of them?
Yeah, we got lots of them things, yeah. Lots of them. Some call them polecats, some call them skunks. Mm-hmm.
And how about little animals that stay, well, around water, like a thunking noise. What did you used to call them?
An animal? You ain't talking about frogs, are you?
Right. Wouldn't call them an animal.
No, they're not an animal. No, we got plenty of them, man. They're just singing like everything down in the pond. They pulled yesterday even.
But it's used to call the big ones that make that...
Well, there's a toad frog and a bullfrog. The big ones are bullfrog. They're kind of greenish looking. Mm-hmm. They're good to eat, the legs.
And the toad frog is...
They're good for nothing, I know of.
I see. Is the toad frog the one in the trees? Hmm? Do the toad frogs stay on the ground or in the trees?
Yeah, he stays on the ground. Then we got a little frog here that... He call them tree frogs. They climb a tree, just go right on up it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And something that looks like a frog, but he stays in your garden. He's about the same size as a toad frog. Stays in your garden, and he eats insects. Do you ever call them? Maybe you don't have them. They're just called toads. Not so big.